Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
A very good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: President Hichilema says no division will be allowed in the country ahead of elections. Burma Nosambo appeals conviction in court of appeal. And in international news, Senegal approves tougher anti-gay law as rights group raise concerns.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema says no division will be allowed in the country as long as he remains president. Speaking when he addressed crowds during the Youth Day commemoration at Solwezi Independence Stadium this afternoon, the head of state said youth are not a problem but an asset to the country. President Hichilema has urged young people to refuse to be labeled as a problem and encouraged Zambians to take advantage of opportunities being provided by the UPND administration. The president also said the August general election will be free, fair and credible and urged youth to vote for leaders who will bring development.
This year's election, 13 August 2026, will be free and fair and credible. And I want to ask you, the youth of Zambia, to rise and go and vote for a government which you know, a leadership which you know will continue to give you opportunities. Not a leadership that will bring fights back in the market. Not a leadership that will bring back fights in the bus stops. No. We want a leadership that will bring you Bukomo. Arise, sow and vote on the 13th of August 2026 so that you can contribute, you can see opportunities for yourself.
Meanwhile, Northwestern Province Minister Robert Lihefo has commended President Hichilema for the development taking place in the province and has praised the Zambia Army for restoring order at Kikonge Mine, which he said has helped bring peace to the area. Meanwhile, Youth Representative Elizabeth Ngoma has urged young people to reject political violence ahead of the polls and embrace peace.
To my fellow youth, I am urging you to demonstrate and show the nation that we are leaders of peace and not destruction, and that election is a matter of choice, not conflict. As youth of Zambia, we reject division, we reject political violence, we reject hate speech and intolerance, we reject nepotism, tribalism and favoritism. We instead advocate for promotion of peaceful campaigns, respect and accommodation of different political views, and furtherance of unity across political lines.
Former Lusaka Province Minister Burman Lusambo has filed a notice of appeal in the Court of Appeal challenging his conviction and sentence imposed by the Lusaka Magistrates Court on November 18, 2024. Mr. Lusambo was charged with 10 counts of abuse of authority of office, tax evasion and possession of property reasonably suspected to be proceeds of crime, whose conviction and sentence were upheld by the High Court, Economic and Financial Crimes Court on February 27, 2026. In his notice of appeal, Mr. Lusambo argues that the trial magistrate erred in law and fact by convicting him of corrupt acquisition of property against the weight of the evidence on record. He further submits that the magistrate failed to find that there was no evidence showing he personally acquired, owned or controlled the properties in question. Mr. Lusambo also argues that the lower court erred in convicting him without evidence, demonstrating that he abused his office or used his position as a public officer to facilitate the alleged acquisition of the property. He is currently serving a 4-year jail sentence handed down by Resident Magistrate Fides Hamaundu. Mr. Lusambo has also informed the court that he wishes to be physically present when his appeal is heard. An unidentified man has died after being hit by a minibus along Great North Road near Puma Filling Station. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the accident occurred today around 5:30 hours. Mr. Chilavi said the deceased sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced dead on arrival at the University Teaching Hospital. He has added that the driver, 34-year-old Lucas Banda of Mandevu Compound, escaped unhurt, while the Toyota Hiace minibus involved, bearing registration number CAC5686, sustained front-end damage. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
The accident occurred when a pedestrian, an unknown adult male, was crossing the road and was hit by a minibus. He sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced dead on arrival at the University Teaching Hospital. The driver, identified as Lucas Banda, age 34, of Mandev Compound, escaped unhurt. The vehicle, a Toyota Hiace minibus bearing registration number CSC5686, had its front damaged. Preliminary investigations indicate that the pedestrian was crossing the road without due care. The vehicle has been impounded and is awaiting re-examination. The body of the deceased is currently lying at University Hospital Mortuary, awaiting identification and post-mortem.
Government has urged members of the Southern African Power Pool to revise and strengthen their electricity transmission networks to ensure citizens have easier access to reliable and affordable power. In a speech read on his behalf during the official opening of the 66th Management Committee meeting of SAP in Lusaka by Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary for Electricity, Arnold Simuaba, Energy Minister Makozo Chikote said all sectors of the economy depend on energy, stressing the need for increased funding to develop the energy sector. Mr. Chikote said reliance on the national grid alone is not sufficient, hence the need for member states to strengthen their transmission networks to improve electricity access across the region.
We encourage you to consider ways of optimizing our transmission networks so that we have fully connected to reach our citizens in the advantage of the country.
And Zesco Limited Managing Director Engineer Justin Longo said the utility remains committed to contributing significantly to the Southern African Power Pool.
In addition, Zesco remains key partners and interconnection of the Indian River, connecting several river countries, enabling power flow to grow. We therefore recognize our responsibility to consider the transmission infrastructure.
Access Bank Zambia and Zikas University have signed a memorandum of understanding to strengthen collaboration between academia and the banking sector. The partnership will provide students and staff with financial skills, career development opportunities, and tailored financial solutions. Speaking during the signing ceremony, Access Bank Zambia Head of Retail, Teza Ngolove, said the partnership reflects a shared commitment to empowering students and employees with the tools they need to succeed academically and professionally. And Zikas University Vice Chancellor, Professor Edwin Benkele, welcomes the partnership, noting that structured mentorship and internship opportunities are critical in preparing students for the transition from academic life into the workforce. This is according to a statement issued by Access Bank Head of Corporate Communications, Alice Mwela.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zambia, through the Ministry of Finance and National Planning, has received the prestigious